Vancouver will celebrate the Year of the Snake with several activities and events across the city. The annual Lunarfest events include everything from a Friday night concert to several artist markets, exhibitions to crafting workshops, dice tossing for food, and, of course, a massive parade. After the Lunarfest concert kicks off the festivities on January 27th at the Orpheum, numerous events occur on Granville Island from February 1st to 17. A Taste of Chinatown also kicked off at the start of January, inviting locals to begin celebrating the new year early with a variety of cultural culinary experiences. Have a look at some of the ways you can ring in the Year of the Snake across Vancouver in 2025. Lunarfest Concert. The Lunarfest Concert features the Harmonia String Ensemble, the West Vancouver Youth Band, and two amazing young violin soloists, Michio Yu and Haydn Ho. The night's theme is East Meets the West, and the audience will hear a blend of cultural connections. Similar to a trumpet, the suona is an instrument often heard during New Year celebrations at Asian temples. The event description notes that the instrument's simplicity and piercing song remains in your memory long after the note has faded. Fluidity and Diversity takes place at the Orpheum on Monday, January 27th, when, Monday, Jan. 27, doors at 6 p.m. and show runs from 7 to 9:30 p.m. where Orpheum, 601 Smith Street, Vancouver. Cost, $8 to $18. Get tickets. Artist Market. Locals can explore a range of artists and their creations at the Lunarfest Artist Market, available on numerous dates throughout February. Browse artists of different backgrounds and a wide range of mediums to find a perfect New Year gift. When? Feb 1 to 2, 8 to 9, 15 to 17, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Where? Ocean Artworks, 1531 Johnston Street, Granville Island. Cost, free to browse. Lunarfest Crafts. Lunarfest organizers will create an Indigenous snake as a collaboration piece to bring back to their office and to celebrate community diversity. Christine McKenzie of the Kwagul Nation is an artist who draws inspiration from the natural world and hopes to inspire others on their path to self-identity through art. She also hopes to educate the public about Indigenous culture, artwork, and protocols. McKenzie has also created custom pieces, including transit police cars, orange patches, murals, and challenge coins, and was a part of the strategic plan moving forward with Truth and Reconciliation. Year of Transformation, Indigenous Snake. When? February 8, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. where? Ocean Artworks, 1531 Johnston Street, Granville Island. Cost, free. Transformation and Adaptability. In a workshop called Transformation and Adaptability, attendees can tap into their creative side by exploring the cycle of life, death, and rebirth through crafting. They will reuse supplies to transform them into something new, similar to how a snake sheds its skin to grow. When? February 17th, from 1:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. where? Ocean Artworks, 1531 Johnston Street, Granville Island. Cost, free. Another craft attendees can make at the Lunarfest Crafts event is the Snake Train Craft, a little snake train that weaves left and right like the slithery creatures. In the Snake Guardian Craft Workshop, learn about the mystical powers of snakes throughout the ages. Other crafts include the Party Snake Craft and the Snake's New Clothes Craft. International artists, Godkidla, Suona Gang, and Ruan Guang Min. Considered one of Taiwan's top graphic designers, Godkidla will bring his popular, local style to the city exhibitions, artist talks, and a workshop. Godkidla is the founder of a magazine and owns two independent bookstores. Originally known as Crazy Sanoa, Sanoa Gang is a creative ensemble primarily featuring a traditional Chinese wind instrument called the suona. Organizers note the instrument was created from a Middle Eastern musical instrument called the zuma. The band's musical style includes everything from pop to jazz to traditional folk, blending Taiwanese folk culture elements with a fresh perspective. Additionally, they actively experiment with diverse sounds, creating a quirky and slightly mischievous musical style. Suona Gang will perform at the Lunarfest concert and play a couple of shows at Ocean Artworks on Granville Island on February 8 from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. and February 9 from 11 a.m. to noon. Graphic novelist Ruan Guang Min vividly depicts the local Taiwanese way of life using a simple, unostentatious style of drawing to present to the world the values worth passing down from generation to generation. He has received numerous Taiwanese awards for his work Dung Hua Chuan Barbershop, which was adapted into a popular TV show. A few of his other works include Seasoning of Happiness, Restaurant Paradise EP 1-3, Between Police and Thieves, and Yongju Grocery Store. Dumpling Games. Lunarfest attendees can try to supersize a dumpling order by getting lucky during a game of dice tossing on Family Day weekend. Organizers have prepared a delicious array of options for guests to try, include Niangeo, New Year's Cake, Duha, Tofu Pudding, Taiwanese Popcorn Chicken and more. Dumplings will be the star food of the lineup, hence the event moniker, Dumpling Games. Attendees who spend over $20 play for a chance to win more food with a game of dice tossing. When? Feb 15-17, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Where? Ocean Artworks, 1531 Johnston Street, Granville Island. Cost. Varies by order. Lunar New Year 2025 Parade. The Doctor. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden is organizing the annual parade through Chinatown. This will include multiple street closures as it moves through the historical area. Expect vibrant colors, dragon and lion dancers, and joyful music as the community and organizers come together to ring in the Year of the Snake. When? Sunday, February 2nd, from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Where? Drive. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden, 578 Carroll Street. Cost. Free. A Lunar New Year celebration at the Space Center. At 6 p.m. guests can arrive and check out the market with local vendors, Chinatown organizations, and interactive cosmic courtyard activities. They can also grab lucky snacks and make festive crafts. A lion dance performance takes place from 6:40 p.m. to 6:55 p.m. A special planetarium show called Exploring the Moon takes place in the evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and will explore ancient myths, cultural traditions, and modern scientific discoveries that have shaped our connection with Earth's closest celestial neighbor, the Moon. The market remains open until 10 p.m. When? Friday, February 1st, 6 to 10 p.m. Where? H.R. McMillan Space Center, 1100 Chestnut Street. Cost. Children under 5 and seniors, 55 plus, are free. Children's tickets, 5 to 19, are $25.53. Adults' tickets, 19 to 54, are $32.17. Family pass, 4 people, maximum 2 adults, $98.64, taxes included. Get tickets. Taste of Chinatown. This month-long celebration to ring in the Chinese Year of the Snake kicked off on January 2nd and continues through to February 2nd. The event will feature exciting collaborations, culinary pop-ups, special tastings, mural coloring, and more. Visitors can check out the Lunar New Year-themed Yucho Chow Studio and get entered to win festive prizes. They can also enjoy specialty foods and drinks at pop-ups by Chinatown Barbecue Expo Ku Bakery, Boba Run, Hype Chocolate, and San San Cafe. When? Through February 2nd. Where? Chinatown Storytelling Center, 168 East Pender Street, Vancouver, and various locations. Cost. Free to event specific.